Cuba and Venezuelan cooperation prospers in defiance of U.S. hostility against both nations. Close to celebrating in 2020 two decades, the Integral Cooperation Agreement between Cuba and Venezuela stands against the unilateral coercive measures unleashed by the United States government against the two Latin American nations and is a firm mechanism of cooperation, solidarity, resistance, development, and friendship between the two Latin American countries. Many are the obstacles raised by the sanctions against Caracas and by the ironclad economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Havana, as well as by the interference in such delicate fields as health and education, among others. But the Cubans and the Venezuelans have decided to continue strengthening their cooperation agreements, which were born out of the strategic humanistic vision of Fidel Castro and the late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. In Havana, over the past few days, representatives of both nations examined the march of the Integral Cooperation Agreement and agreed on the goals during the coming years in order to strengthen even more the programs of social benefit and improvement. As part of that strategic alliance, so far, both countries have agreed on 1,400 cooperation projects, emphasizing on the fields of health, supply of medical drugs, advisory, the training of human resources in the fields of education, sports, culture, and the production of material goods. In the 19 years of life of this cooperation program, over 227,000 Cuban experts have shared their knowledge and experiences with Venezuelan counterparts, leading to dramatic improvements in the fields of health, education, and culture. In the field of health, cooperation has strengthened through a program inaugurated by President Chavez in 2003, known as Misión Barrio Adentro, in English, Inside the Neighborhood Medical Mission, which, since its very beginning, inaugurated doctors' offices even in the remotest communities of Venezuela. Not a single Venezuelan citizen lacked free, first-class medical attention, including surgical and the rest of specialized services, all of them absolutely free. The Barrio Adentro Medical Attention Program, in English, Inside the Neighborhood Medical Attention Program, has already completed over 62 million medical examinations and over 97,000 surgical operations. Venezuela is also advancing in the program of attention to diabetic patients using a wonder drug developed in Cuba named Heberprot P. I repeat, Heberprot P, which is unique in the world and has reduced to almost zero the number of amputations of lower limbs provoked by diabetes. Heberprot P, a wonder drug developed in Cuba. On the other hand, the Cuban educational method known as Yes, I Can has consolidated the process of social inclusion and the positive transformations in the Venezuelan social fabric through the dramatic reduction of the very high illiteracy rate that prevailed in that South American country, and which now has been reduced to almost nothing with just a 2.3% of illiteracy nationwide. Culturally, Venezuela has taken giant steps forward, and the population enjoys today several areas of cultural expansion that have nothing to do with the previous prostitution and bondage that prevailed in that South American country. On its part, Cuba joined the Energy Cooperation Project, sponsored by Venezuela for the benefit of smaller Caribbean and other nations in this hemisphere, which allows it to receive oil at preferential prices. Cuba has remained as a steadfast friend and supporter of Venezuelan rights and has resisted very strong pressures to end its cooperation with that South American brother nation. And this will continue to be the future in defiance of all U.S. plots, machinations, offenses, and aggressions. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.